Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Very, very pleased to say I'm currently joined on the line with Tom from Yurt Party. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing pretty good myself. Thank you so, so much for joining me in live for this chat today.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm just sitting here. It's very sunny up in Christchurch. Oh, it's beautiful. Got a cold drink.
Very nice.
Life is good.
Sounds perfect. And you just released your newest song, Fela. Fela? How do you pronounce it?
Yeah, Fela, yeah.
Fela. Absolutely loving it. I was having it playing before. Such a sick, sick tune. How does it feel to be out and released to the public?
Oh, it's always fun. You know, the you write a tune and then it kind of sits on the compost heap for a while and goes through various kind of processes and things, and you get it sounding good and playing some gigs, and then you've got to do all the boring admin stuff of you know, getting it onto a streaming thing, and then it's like, great, now we're at the sweet part. We can just sit back and enjoy.
Yeah, that is awesome, and it's sounding amazing. I absolutely love your music, and so it's great to have a new track out there to the public. It's always a good music to have a little boogie to, I find.
Thanks so much. Yeah, it's fun as well. This is like a little this release is a little excuse to do a mini tour. We've got just of 3 cities coming up, so you know, it's nice to have a little something.
Yeah, very, very excited about that as well, because I saw you'll be playing a show in Dunedin and then the other tour at Wellington and Christchurch as well. But very, very excited that you guys are coming back to Dunedin. I think both times you've played here, I've been there.
Woohoo, that's awesome. That's more than me. I was sick for one of them, so
yes,
you're more committed than me.
I know, but I will be there 3rd time too as well at the Crown next weekend as well, on the 19th, I believe.
Yeah, yes. 19th, and the one that I missed, apparently, it got incredibly sweaty, so this is a, you know, shout out to the Crown for making sure your AC is on point.
Yeah, I can imagine that next Saturday won't be too different. I feel like it might be just as hot and sweaty. I was actually at the Crown last night and it was getting pretty warm, and I was thinking to myself, this is going to be interesting next weekend, having a dance at Yurt Party. I'm going to have to dress appropriately, bring like a little fan along as well to cool down in the crowd. But very, very excited to see you guys play next Saturday. But for this new track that you release, which is the reason you guys are going on this little mini tour, which is super cool, can you tell us a little bit about the inspos for this track? How did it also get the name Fela? Where did that come from?
Yeah, Fela, so F-E-L-A. Fela Kuti is the sort of godfather of Afrobeat music.
Yeah.
And he is just an absolute legend. And this tune started off, inspired by him. I was listening to a bunch of his music, and it kind of started off in that neck of the woods. But as I said, music kind of sits on the compost heap and goes through kind of transformation. So it's almost a bit more kind of reggae land where it ended up. I don't know. What do you think? It's a bit hard trying to figure out whatever label to stick on your music.
But. Yeah, I know. I feel like it's always difficult to kind of, I guess, genreify your music. But no, I can tell like it sounds a little bit different to your other stuff, but it's still got that awesome dancey kind of vibe to it, which I love. Definitely still Yurt Party, which is awesome.
Yeah. still the weird violins and the cool sax sounds.
I love it. It's so good. And because on that note, you guys are a band of like six plus members?
6 plus, We sometimes get some of our percussion mates to come in as well, which we love. It's like, let's take this really over the top crazy music and just throw some more petrol on it.
Yeah, for sure. And that is so, so cool. But a lot of members in a band, how is it kind of like shuffling everyone around and then making music with that many people? What's kind of the process to get a song from the start to being released with all of you guys? Kind of, do you, one person come up with kind of an idea, or is it a really collaborative process?
Yeah, it's both. And one of the things that I love the most about this band is that everybody writes this, like everybody comes up with songs, with initial song ideas. So it's not just like there's one songwriter, and everyone has their own little flavor. So it kind of keeps it fresh. And then, yeah, you just go through a process of herding cats, you know. You bring the song to band practice and, you know, it's like, oh, maybe this vibe will work, and just do a heap of experimentation. Yeah. And, you know, if the stars align, then you get something good.
For sure. Well,
yeah, but no, and even, you know, playing gigs, because we're predominantly a live band, that's what we're all about. We get a lot of inspiration. You know, you play a gig and you experiment, and each time it's different. And when it's something good, then it might stay.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's obviously, fellas, come quite nicely along, and you've put out this amazing track, which is super awesome. And because you've earlier this year, you released your self-titled album, which is awesome. And this song, Hoi Polloi, was released a bit after that, and now we've got Fella. Yeah. So are these two tracks kind of in anticipation for another, like, an album in the future, another album coming up, or is just releasing?
Absolutely right. Oh. Yeah, we're working away. We've got some very juicy tunes coming through. So this was just the sort of the vanguard, so to speak, that we thought we'd do in anticipation of a bigger tour. So I'm sure we'll see you again sort of autumn, probably. Oh, we're thinking
nice.
With a nice new vinyl to get your hands on as well. So
exciting. Can you kind of give us any hints to what we can expect from this new and upcoming album? Anything different that we should look out for?
Well, definitely some of the usual kind of madness,
yes,
like Fast and Crazy, but there's a few other ones there as well. There's a few different flavors, I guess, like this new release. You can hear it's like, you know, we got to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
More we can't resist just going in new fun directions. So expect your classic year, but with some new flavors as well.
Awesome. And hopefully some fun names. I think that's one thing I love about you guys and your music, is like the last album we had, Hot Pickles and the Pea Straw Thief. That was my personal favorite. So
that's great. The dubiously named Pocket Weasel.
Absolutely love it. And so I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing some other fun and creative names on this next album as well.
Well, there's one, Avocado, so you can look forward to imagining what that might sound like. There we go, there's a little sneak peek.
Oh, thank you. That is very exciting in anticipation for this album.
And in fact, you can hear some of these tunes that'll be on the album if you come and have a listen at the Crown as well.
And I'll be there, so definitely will.
Me.
Excited for that. And because, as we've mentioned, you guys are doing a few shows, which is awesome. And I also saw that you guys are playing at Electric Ave next year.
Yeah.
Which is super big.
Really
super awesome. How did that kind of get put together for you guys?
Hit up a few people. And we played down in Wanaka earlier this year as well, which was really fun, and a little party afterwards. One of the guys at the gig turned out, he was one of the organizers, so he was in charge of all the staging stuff. Really cool guy. So that might help a little bit as well. But it's cool. There's such a good lineup.
It's
the biggest festival in Australasia.
Oh, big stuff.
Maybe because it's a 2-day. We were laughing that, you know, we're moving up in the world. We've made it to the 5th biggest font size.
Big stuff. Very, very excited. And because you guys, as we've kind of talked about and mentioned, you're a live performing band. That's where, like, you can really hear your music, and that's where you get the crowd going, and it's always such a fun, big dance party, and I absolutely love it. Are there any other summer festivals that we can expect to see you guys playing at this year?
We've had a couple, but it's just a tough time at the moment, so we had a couple bail on us. There's a possible one, I think, that might be happening up in Golden Bay Way, not Twisted Frequencies, but another one. But yeah, can't name any names at the moment, unfortunately.
Okay, we'll keep an eye out for it then.
Yeah.
Keep an eye and an ear out for any other festival lineups maybe on the horizon.
Yeah, we'll definitely be trying to razzle some of those up. It's just a bit of a tough time, I think, for festivals at the moment.
Yeah, no, for sure. It definitely is. But yeah, very, very exciting stuff. Absolutely loving the track, Fella. and excited to see you guys play in Dunedin next weekend, which is very, very cool. Excited for a good old sweaty crown boogie, and maybe we'll have to start up another conga line in the crown like last time, which is always a fun time. Not the biggest area for a conga line, but we'll make it happen.
But the merriest.
Exactly. You can't see yurt party in Dunedin now without a conga line, I feel.
No, that's right. And you know what? Dunedin, other regions claim that they do the best conga line, so no, prove them wrong.
No, it's Dunedin. I feel like the one at the start of the year earlier when you guys played at Eric's, that was a very, very fun conga line.
Yes, yeah, that was a fun gig too.
Yeah. I can't say I've been in many conga lines, but the one at Eric's, I feel like can't beat them. That was fun. That was such a good gig. But yes.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
No, it was such an awesome time. I'm very excited to have another boogie next weekend.
Wonderful. Yeah, next Saturday, isn't it? Yeah,
yes.
Fantastic. Well, come on down, bring your friends.
Yes, and, definitely.
Yeah, we'll have a great old time.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you so much for coming on and having a chat with me today about the new track, Fella. And so I feel we shall play it for the listeners.
Awesome. Great. Thanks so much, Charlotte.
Awesome. Thanks. That was Tom from Yurt Party, who just released their newest track, Fella, today. And I've got it queued up next for your listening pleasure. So I hope you enjoy. Turn it up loud, have a wee boogie, and enjoy, and keep it locked on the one.
Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.